This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We're at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The medical science literature is ablaze with news of a discovery of a 100% cure rate for malaria using the dried leaves of a plant, a botanical medicinal herb called Artemisia annua. The common name for this is sweet wormwood, by the way. And in a small study in the Congo, where these 18 patients were all left to die because they had drug-resistant malaria, no pharmaceutical drug could work for them. And some of them went into comas, some of them were going into hallucinations and convulsions, respiratory distress, it says, pulmonary edema, loss of consciousness, and so on. 100% of these patients were cured through this natural botanical medicine known as sweet wormwood or Artemisia annua. So this works where big pharma drugs fail. Now, this was all sort of written up by a PhD, a professor of biology and biotechnology at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, or WPI. Her name is Dr. Pamela Weathers. And I've covered this on naturalnews.com if you want to see a picture of her and the plant and so on. And the medical literature is really interested in this plant-based therapy. It costs almost nothing. She's even got a video out there that shows that you can chew the leaves of the plant and it's just as good as using the drug extracted from the plant. She calls it a drug. It's really just a natural phytochemical, natural medicine from plants. And this is, of course, of great interest because malaria kills many, many people globally. And the drug companies, you know, they're monopolizing these treatments, of course, for profit. They don't want people to know the truth about plant-based medicine. They want to make sure they control and monopolize the drug market and that everybody has to pay the drug companies if they want treatment for malaria. When the truth is, this treatment is growing all around you. It's like a weed in the areas where malaria is endemic. So it's like Mother Nature has already provided this cure, and it grows right there where you need it. Wherever you can get malaria almost, you can find this herb that cures malaria. Just another example of the wisdom of Mother Nature. So now, the WPI here, this is where the story starts to get really strange and very much Western. So the WPI claims that it, quote, developed this plant therapy, that it developed, and this is part of their announcement, that patients with drug-resistant malaria were cured by plant therapy developed at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Really? This was developed by you? This natural chemical that's been in this wormwood herb for how long? Well, let me give you an idea of that. Because if you go back into Chinese medicine, TCM is what it's called, traditional Chinese medicine, this herb is called Qinghao, and Qinghao is it's the same as Artemisia annua. That's just the Chinese name for it. It's been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years, and it's been documented. Over 500 years ago, there was a book by a Chinese medicine, just a brilliant Chinese medicine physician. And he wrote this book called Ban Cao Gang Mu. And this book, Ban Cao Gang Mu, is really a tome that collected hundreds of different cures and treatments using botanical medicine and other things, everything from tree bark to minerals to dried locust shells. I mean, these are all sources of natural medicine. It's not voodoo or hocus pocus or anything. It's actual cause and effect. It's biochemistry. And Chinese medicine was literally centuries ahead of Western medicine. And this treatment, you know, the wormwood treatment that cures malaria has been known for over five centuries. That book was written in the early 1500s, okay? Over 500 years before our present day, when the WPI here claims they developed a cure. You didn't develop it. You just rediscovered the same cure that Chinese medicine documented 5 centuries ago. And actually, it was being used in Chinese medicine thousands of years ago. Not just 5 centuries ago, but thousands of years ago. And isn't it interesting that the position of the FDA today is that there's no such thing, they say, as a plant-based treatment, prevention, or cure for any disease, period. That is the official position of the FDA, and of course, it's complete nonsense. Oh, and by the way, I appreciate you joining me here for Health Ranger Science. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. I cover science and medicine, many other similar topics. But continuing with this discussion, so we now have known cures for malaria that were dirt cheap 5 centuries ago. But today we've got monopolistic drug companies and a corrupt FDA that says there's no such thing as a plant that can cure any disease. And so I got to ask you the question, how many millions of people have died over the last, 100 years from malaria or other easily curable infectious diseases that plant-based medicine can cure? Literally, how many millions of people have died because drug companies wanted to protect their profits and the FDA tried to destroy natural medicine? And the so-called skeptics out there claim there's no such thing as a plant that can cure disease. Nonsense! There's all kinds of plants that can cure diseases. All kinds of nutrients that can cure diseases. Vitamin C, obviously, cures scurvy because scurvy is a disease that is defined by vitamin D deficiency. So obviously vitamin D can cure scurvy. I mean, it's just like vitamin D can cure rickets. Rickets is a disease of vitamin D deficiency. If you don't have vitamin D, you're going to have rickets, you know, mushy bones and all that. So of course there are plants that can cure diseases, and that's what this research from WPI is really demonstrating. Now, the researcher here, the woman, I do want to give her credit. Her name is Pamela Weathers. I want to give her credit for having the courage to study this medicine again, to rediscover this medicine that ancient Chinese medical texts described 500 years ago in the Benzhao Gangmu, right? That's five centuries old. But I do want to give Pamela Weathers some kudos for having the courage to rediscover it and bring it back into public awareness and consciousness, because honestly, natural medicine is the only way that we're ever going to save our society, because pharmaceutical medicine is bankrupting everybody. It's bankrupting nations, it's bankrupting corporations, it's bankrupting states, governments, counties, everybody. Pension funds, you name it. So pharmaceutical chemical medicine is not sustainable, but plant-based medicine is sustainable. It's dirt cheap, it's easy to prepare, it's very safe, it's very efficacious. In other words, it really, really works. And people can develop these medicines local to their areas. So where you have malaria as a problem, you can grow wormwood and solve malaria by eating the wormwood leaves. Again, Mother Nature has provided the cure right where you need it, where the problem exists. So we don't need the drug companies. And by the way, we don't need vaccines to cure malaria. No vaccine needed, no prescription, no doctors, no pharmacies, nothing. All you have to do is find the wormwood plant and just start chewing the leaves. Your body naturally extracts the medicine goes to work, it eliminates malaria throughout your body, 100% cured, you are back from the coma, you are no longer on your deathbed, you are 100% recovered. Why? Because natural medicine works. So why isn't the World Health Organization recommending this to everyone? And you know what happens? In the entire medical establishment and the mainstream media and all these corrupt governments and organizations that are suppressing natural medicine, you know what they always say when this evidence is presented? Look, we have a cure for malaria. You know what they say? Well, more research is needed. That's what they say. And this goes on forever. They always say more research is needed while they're pushing the drugs that don't work but make them a lot of money while people are dying, you see. That's the pharmaceutical industry. That's how it really, really works. So they will never accept natural medicine because they don't control it. They can't patent it. You can't patent the wormwood herb. They don't profit from it. And my God, what would happen if people found out that you could not only cure malaria, but you could cure cancer with different kinds of botanical therapeutic interventions? What would happen if people found that they could control type 2 diabetes or even reverse it? What would happen if people realized they could grow their own herbs to cure many forms of heart disease or even prevent Alzheimer's or dementia or reverse kidney disease and all of these other conditions that can be healed with the help of natural phytonutrients found in plants? Oh my God, the entire medical system as we know it today would collapse, because who would want to pay, you know, $100 a pill or $1,000 a month for prescriptions when they can grow herbs that they plant, you know, for $2 plus a nickel's worth of water, they can grow their own medicine. You see, that's why natural medicine is suppressed. And that's why, again, this researcher, you know, what's her name? Pamela Weathers, here it is. Dr. Pamela Weathers, PhD. That's why she deserves some credit for this. But I do want to caution Dr. Weathers here to say that, you know, your institute, WPI, they need to get real about the fact that this was not developed by the WPI. This was documented 500 years ago in the Benzhao Gangmu document. That book, you know, Qinghao, well, find somebody who understands Chinese and ask them to listen to this and they can find it. I happen to speak Mandarin, so I can speak these words, but find a friend who speaks Chinese. They'll know what I'm talking about. They can look this up. And it's right there. It's documented Chinese medicine history. Okay. So you people at the WPI, you didn't invent this. You didn't develop it. You just rediscovered the medicine that was already there. So I'm glad you did it, but give Mother Nature the credit, for God's sake. You guys didn't invent this molecule. You didn't synthesize this molecule in your lab somewhere. No, you found it. You're walking down a trail and you found, look, there's a herb. And in fact, you didn't find anything new. It was already known 500 years ago. This has been known by herbalists, even Western herbalists, for centuries. So this is not new, folks. That's what I'm saying. This is not new. This is like if someone takes an orange and uses it to treat scurvy and then announces, we've developed a cure for scurvy. It's called vitamin C. It's like, no, that's been around. Okay. you're not the first one to figure that out. And by the way, you didn't synthesize ascorbic acid anyway. Mother Nature did. So, don't take credit where you don't deserve it. Mother Nature is the source of healing. Mother Nature is the source of medicine. Medicine needs to be more humble today. We've got too much arrogance in academia, too much arrogance in medicine. Doctors are the most arrogant pricks imaginable. And they scream at their patients all the time. They demand obedience and conformity, and they attack anyone who dares say that an herb might be useful. I mean, these doctors are just arrogant pricks. And there's too much of that in medicine today. You go back into ancient Chinese medicine and read some of the texts that are written in Chinese. I mean, they're not even written left to right, by the way. They're written in the ancient, ancient Chinese text. You know, where it's vertical sentences, okay? You go back and read that stuff, you'll find that the Chinese doctors were humbled by Mother Nature. And they didn't need mass spectrometry. They didn't need, you know, CAT scans. They could tell more from just feeling your pulse than a modern day MRI. You know, they had diagnostic tools that worked better, that were less invasive, that were less costly, that were low tech, didn't even use any electricity. They could feel your pulse, look at your tongue. They could tell exactly what was going on with you. They didn't even need to dissect people and open them up and look at all their individual organs and write down all the names of all the parts. They understood health from a functional point of view. Chinese medicine is a functional medicine. It's a holistic medicine. It looks at the whole person, the whole body, the dynamic, the movement of energy through the body, and different kinds of energy too. Heat, you know, bioenergy, qi, and so on. And it's all it's vastly superior to modern day Western medicine, which just poisons everybody to death and calls it, you know, cancer treatment. And then when the patient dies, they say, oh, looks like they died of cancer. No, they died of the chemotherapy that you injected into them. That's the problem with Western medicine. It kills more people than it saves by far. Probably over 200,000 people a year are just killed by chemotherapy alone in this country. And the number's growing. So people get a grip on this. Mother Nature has the answers. Your doctor is a pharmaceutical shill. Your doctor is an arrogant prick, doesn't understand anything about healing, only knows how to bombard your body, how to carpet bomb your biology with chemicals that poison you, that make you sick. I mean, look at these statin drugs. How many people have they killed? You know, they cause muscle weakness and diabetes problems, all kinds of things. The answers are not found in chemical medicine. The answers are found in the world of natural medicine. And so that's where we need to turn for sustainable, safe, affordable medicine that really works for humanity. And besides, by the way, that's what most of the world population uses is botanical medicine. For those very reasons, because it's safe, affordable, readily available, easy to grow, easy to harvest. It works. We got to get back to that system if we want to be healthy and sustainable and not bankrupt our civilization by funneling all our money to the drug companies and claiming that they're looking for a cure. Give me a break. They're not looking for a cure. Why would they cure the disease that keeps making them hundreds of billions of dollars a year? They're not looking for a cure. They're looking for another payout so they can pocket money while claiming they have another treatment for you that doesn't work. That's what the cancer industry is all about. That's what pharmaceuticals are all about. And by the way, if you want to stay informed on all of this, of course, read my website, naturalnews.com, where, as you can tell, I give you the uncensored truth about medical science. And you can also read some of our other published sites, such as herbs.news or cures.news. Both of those are very, very informative websites. And of course, you can hear more Health Ranger Science podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. I thank you for joining me. Oh, last thing, if you're a prepper and you're living in an area where there might be mosquitoes or a malaria outbreak, you know you can stock up on wormwood herbs. Just like you can buy them online, you can buy them in health food stores. Wormwood, Artemisia annua, that's what you want to look for. I don't happen to carry that herb. Otherwise, the FDA would probably arrest me and throw me in prison for recording this podcast. So I don't sell the herb, but you can buy it from other people, and I recommend you do. You should stock up on this herb. Just know that the potency will decrease over time, so it has an expiration date. But if you're concerned about malaria, or if you're traveling to an area that might have malaria, you should probably take some of this herb with you. I certainly would. I wouldn't go into an area with malaria without some of this herb in my pocket. And you might want to learn how to identify the herb so you can find some locally. Just go hike it out in the woods. Find some wormwood herb. Chew on the leaves. You're cured. It really is that simple. This is not complicated stuff. It really is that simple. You don't need a prescription, people. The cures are right there in the forest, on the trail, on the beach, sometimes growing in the sand, on the riverbeds, in the streams. The cures are everywhere around you. Even in the deserts. Deserts are full of cures. If you don't know that, then you need to get up to speed on natural medicine, because Mother Nature has provided every molecule that we need to live in perfect health. Every molecule already exists in the world around us. We just have to be wise enough to embrace those molecules and stop paying fortunes to the drug companies to synthesize toxic molecules that don't work. You see the difference? It's so simple, people. It's so simple. You walk through the desert, through the forest. There are cures all around you. Almost everything around you is some form of medicine. Almost everything. From the plants, the tree bark, the leaves, the berries, the nuts, the seeds. Even the soil microbes are medicine. When will humanity wake up and realize that almost everything around us in the natural world is a form of medicine or can be used as medicine in some way? I don't know. Maybe humanity will one day wake up and realize that, or on the other hand, maybe it will just continue its suicide cult activities and just destroy itself. You know, sadly, that's where it seems to be going. In any case, I'm going to try to keep humanity alive and healthy and disease-free, so tune into my podcast at HealthRangerScience.com. naturalnews.com, and I appreciate you listening. Share this everywhere.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.